With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Violent storms cut through a wide swath of the South and Midwest, spawning tornadoes, knocking down power lines and trees, ripping roofs off homes. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shenard says tornadoes are in the forecast every day through Saturday for some areas of the Midwest and South.
Yesterday, you know, was the most widespread tornado wind hail day. But even going forward the next couple of days, while flooding may actually be trending towards the biggest threat, there is still some risk of, you know, tornadoes, hail, wind the next couple of days over these same areas, especially centered around Arkansas.
Power has been knocked out to more than 330,000 customers in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Illinois, and Tennessee. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says he's making sure Wednesday will be remembered forever.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again. Going to make it wealthy, good and wealthy.
President Trump speaking on Wednesday. In addition to across-the-board tariffs, the president has also announced a 25% tax on auto imports. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that report.
The tariffs went into effect at midnight on all cars and trucks being shipped to the United States. In his Rose Garden speech, the president complained that while the U.S. imports many foreign vehicles, Japan, South Korea, and other nations have put up barriers.
None of our companies are allowed to go into other countries.
Auto dealers say the 25% tariffs will likely result in sharply higher sticker prices. Greg Clugston, the White House.
This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Myanmar.
The giant Christian relief agency is setting up a field hospital in the earthquake-stricken nation where thousands have died in the wake of a 7.7 tremor that rolled through last week. Samaritan's Purse volunteers from Cambodia and Vietnam have already moved into the disaster area. Myanmar is a poor nation, and the quake has destroyed vast swaths of its infrastructure. There's also a civil war going on there, which only makes things more difficult. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government has paused nearly $28 million for Planned Parenthood chapters and other organizations that provide abortions. The Trump administration is investigating whether these groups are complying with the law. The Department of Health and Human Services has declined to say which laws or executive orders the organizations are being investigated for violating, though it's being reported now that diversity, equity, and inclusion programs are at issue. This is SRN News. As thousands of pro-life Virginians rallied Wednesday in the state capitol in Richmond during their March for Life, one tough question emerged. How can they defeat a steamrolling state constitutional amendment that permits abortions through birth? Correspondent Anne-Marie Morgan has more details.
Virginia is one of the few states with crucial elections this fall. The Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb said multiplying their votes is critical.
In November's elections, where we'll pick a new governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and House of Delegates, our chance to stop the truly radical, unsafe, unlimited abortion amendment is to install a pro-life majority in the Virginia House of Delegates this year.
She said asking for permanent absentee ballots would remind them to vote. Anne-Marie Morgan reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.